episode 1667, Let Your Life Speak.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy, happy day. It is Sweet Spirit Sunday, and it is time for reflections. And today, I am begging your heart to pause for a moment and to really begin to look inward and upward. Let your life speak. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, I have been traveling a lot lately, and this weekend has brought us to the heart of America, right in the middle of it. And it's been an absolutely wonderful trip, short-lived, as we traveled up north to go celebrate my daughter's bridal shower. And in the midst of all of this yesterday, we also got word of the mass shooting in El Paso. And I must tell you that my heart is very heavy in many ways. I wrote some notes down just to share with you some thoughts. But I don't know if I'm actually going to follow those notes. What I do believe we need to start following more is what God is telling us. Actions speak louder than words. Let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds. Let your life speak. I mean, Matthew 5:16, part of that is taken from there. It says, in the same way, let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. My heart is heavy. And when I think about how we as believers tend to live a life of convenience, when stuff fits in our schedule, we're willing to do the work. But what about the everyday? Are you living your life with purpose? It's really been a roller coaster of feelings this weekend. You know, I mentioned earlier my daughter's bridal shower. And oh, how we were so excited. News also came, though, that my uncle fell very ill and plans had to change in regard to her bridal shower. And as hours passed by, the next day came. And not only was it my daughter's bridal shower, but it was also a mass shooting in El Paso in Walmart. Lives changed forever. Please know and hear that we are praying for the victims and their families, along with the survivors and the Walmart community. And I would ask that you join with me in praying for them. A lot of healing has to begin. And it's going to be a long road. This weekend has been torn between greatness and heartbreak. My heart is shattered by the news of the shooting, yet mended by the love I have for my daughter, the gift of life. Let your life speak. Life is precious. Be careful not to become complacent with your actions and your words. We take things way too much for granted. We take life too much for granted. Not our own lives, but other lives. Every interaction that you have with a person, you have an opportunity for greater impact. This week, I want to encourage you to slow down. Stop running in circles. Stop running in the fast lane and missing the ones who matter most, which are right in front of you. Let your life speak. What are you doing to impact the world you touch? How are you serving your community and those in need? Can you do more? If you can, then what should you go out and do? What should you make time for this week? What is God calling you to put in action? Exhaustion consumes my body, but my heart radiates hope. It's so hard. I told my mom late, which was really actually early morning today, because we drove back in. We had a 5+ hour drive one way and then 5+ hour drive back. And so 15 hours gone, it made for a very long day, a beautiful day, but a long day. And I just looked at my mom and I said, I'm tired. I'm actually exhausted. I said, I haven't been this exhausted in a long time. And it's not just a physical exhaustion, it's an emotional exhaustion. The highs and the lows, the hurt that I see in people's eyes, but I feel it in their heart, which then breaks mine. Yet I know there's so much more out there. There's hope. But for most of us, we're so quiet about what gives lasting, eternal hope. We live it for one day or an evening. We go to church on Sunday and pretend a little bit on Wednesday, but every other hour and minute and day in between is just left for convenience. It's left for stuff. And not that that stuff isn't important, but what about the people that God has placed in your path? You can choose to live a life that wears you down, or you can stand knowing that God's got you even in the time of extreme distress. Nothing is impossible. God will give you the strength and guide your path if, and that's the big if, you open your heart. And by opening your heart, you are agreeing to listen and to take aim, to take action. You were created on purpose for a purpose. God doesn't create junk. Be watchful, be intentional, be willing to move mountains no matter how big. Let your light shine, seek and do good deeds. Don't run from that which you can help. Embrace the difficulties. Look for opportunities. Let your light shine. Let your life speak. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.